This is Lewis Navalier. It is Tuesday, December 3rd, and I just wanted to update everybody on the stock market's latest gyrations. Before I get to what's happening so far in December, I just want to remind everybody that November was an incredible month. The S&P 500 made 13 new highs in November. The S&P 500 this year has made 26 new highs, so half the new highs the S&P made this year were in November alone. But there was a lot more strength than just the S&P. Outside the S&P, the small cap stocks soared. They benefited from an early January effect. They were going up on light trading volume. And what happens is if stocks can go up on light volume, what's going to happen in January when we have real volume? You know, we're going to have new pension funding. Volume actually perks up in January. That's why they call it a January effect. Stocks go up on order imbalances. So I'm very, very optimistic as we head into the new year. Of course, some of you may have seen my prediction on the Dow for next year, but literally the Dow could go up 50% next year and still yield less than a 10-year Treasury bond. I mean, it's obviously people are putting money in the stock market for yield, okay? And obviously those yields are tax advantage, and obviously a lot of the big companies like to boost their dividends. So big flagships like Apple, Microsoft have definitely been leading the way and will continue to do so. In the meantime, the stock market, when it did rally, did lift a lot of stocks that were, how do I say in a nice way, questionable. They were essentially short covering rallies. The biggest was the energy sector. You probably know I don't have a lot of energy stocks. When I do, it's a dividend stock. It's a pipeline or terminal company. And why I don't have a lot of energy stocks, other than demand is very light this time of year, is there's just a lot of new supply coming online. Brazil's producing a lot more oil. Of course, they also have a serious leak in the ocean, too. Guyana's coming on board. Exxon has helped them. Norway's got a new field. And, of course, we are continue to produce more energy than ever before. We are a net oil exporter. We've been leading the world in exports since June. Not only is the Permian Basin helping immensely, but all the exploration in southeastern New Mexico is really helping boost the U.S. production. And pretty much all that's going through Corpus Christi and gets refined and exported around the world. So, in the spring, demand will go up, and I just don't know if the world can absorb all these new supplies. So I don't want to have a lot of investment in the energy sector, but nonetheless, the energy sector was the best performers for the first 10 days of November. They are being crushed right now. Financials also rallied because the yield curve went back to normal. Now they're starting to get hit with profit-taking. So this profit-taking we're seeing in energy and financials doesn't really affect me because I don't have exposure there. Those are predominantly value stocks. I'm a growth manager, and we just don't have exposure there. So that's good. The other thing is the catalyst for the correction, especially today, is President Trump. So let me explain what President Trump is saying and doing that's maybe rattling the markets here a bit. Well, first of all, before President Trump went to London for the NATO meeting, he did sign this document that basically supported the protesters in China. And so obviously China's a little mad at us for that, okay? Because the Hong Kong protests are very embarrassing to communist China. The second thing that's going on is last week there were rumblings from the vice premier of China that they're ready to make a deal with the United States, but they'd like the September tariffs lifted, etc. And when President Trump does these news conferences in Europe, you know, they're already written what he's going to say. So what he likes to do is he likes to just throw everybody off. So he said, well, maybe it'll be better to do the China trade deal after the 2020 elections. Furthermore, he's having a tit-for-tat with French President Macron. Now, French President Macron wants to put a digital tax on U.S. tech companies. President Trump said he'd put 100% tariffs on all French goods if he does that. And then President Macron and President Trump had a press conference together, and they said they'll try to work out their differences, but it was a little on the testy side. Among other things, President Trump said, we'd like you to take back your ISIS prisoners that are, you know, French citizens. And President Macron went on and basically said in a nice way that he doesn't really want them back, but and didn't really answer President Trump. So what's happening is, again, the European media is kind of like the U.S. media. They don't like President Trump. President Trump likes to throw him off base. And all this tariff talk is just him throwing his weight around. You have to realize that the U.S. is the biggest market in the world. We have all the leverage. We have the leverage on China, which is hurting as the supply chains go to Vietnam and Malaysia and, you know, other places. We have a tremendous amount of leverage on Europe. Their purchasing management indices are weak, okay? Mercedes, Volkswagen, via their Audi division, have all announced layoffs to electric vehicles. The reason is electric vehicles take less components. So as they start to make more and more electric vehicles, they have to plan to lay off people. So there's a lot of stress going on out there, but you know, when we import something from Europe, we put a 2.5% tariff on their vehicles. When we export to Europe, they put 10 to 25%. So President Trump is throwing his weight around, and when he's done with dealing with China, then he'll deal with Europe. Obviously, he has tremendous leverage. He might want them to open up new plants and things like that in the U.S. And he just likes to torment people and throw his weight around and be unpredictable. What I've noticed is that when he rattles the markets like this, usually by Friday, the markets will rally. In fact, he'll help them rally. So I'm not trying to say our president is manipulating the market, but he does like to make sure that any hits on the market are brief and temporary, and usually over the weekend he'll make sure the markets reverse. So don't be surprised if President Trump then has a more positive comment later this week. But in the meantime, that's what caused the correction. The stocks are going to hit the most are the ones that rallied on short covering, the financials, energy stocks. These broad sell-offs do hurt all stocks. There's also going to be a lot of tax selling this time of year. But by and large, earnings worked. In fact, our friends at Bespoke came out with what was working in November. It was low price earnings ratio stocks with positive analyst revisions. And of course, as you get smaller and smaller cap, they looked awfully good. So our best defense is always strong offense. I'm not worried about anything. I did notice the 10-year Treasury yield has come down today in a flight to quality. That just makes stocks go up, folks, especially those dividend growth stocks we like. So hang in there. Don't worry about these gyrations. President Trump likes to have negotiating leverage. Obviously, he likes to throw the media off. And so he's going to do his thing. But by the end of the week, I bet the market firms up because President Trump doesn't want the market to be down too much. You know, he's the biggest cheerleader for the market we probably have ever had. And I expect him to continue his cheerleading all the way into the November election because, you know, when the market's up, you tend to get reelected. And at least that's what Moody's Analytics says. So that's what's going on, everybody. I hope everybody is enjoying the holidays. I hope everybody's coping with the snow okay, much of the United States. And but it's Louis Navalier. I just wanted to say hi and give you an update of what's happening. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.